This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Your platforms as well. Happy Get Over the Hump Day to you. Hope you are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers as well. Shout out to all the first responders out there protecting the city, the state, the county, the country. Appreciate y'all. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. And shout out to all my people listening in the bed right now, because I know you're out there. Go ahead and get up if you got to get up. Don't be late. Get your hump day started off right and go ahead and get up. But I appreciate y'all tuning in this morning and hanging out with me throughout the week thus far. We almost to the weekend, y'all. You get through the day, it's all downhill from here. But we first and foremost, with the Atlanta Falcons on a bye week, we got to show some love to our ATL Hawks. We got to show some love to the Hawks this morning because they got their first in-season tournament win of the season. How about it? We love to see it, right? And we really do love to see it, but the Hawks do win last night over the Detroit Pistons, 126-120. That was Detroit's ninth loss in a row. Ninth loss in a row. Not a great way to start for Detroit. You drop nine games in a row. Obviously, that is not ideal for any team. But Hawks, even without Trae Young, get the job done. Very promising. And when you need him, he's there. DeJounte Murray, big night, stepping up again in the absence of Trae Young, who was not playing last night because of the birth of his second child. We'll talk about that more in just a minute. But focusing in on the game right now again, Hawks win 126-120 over the Detroit Pistons. They now go to 6-4 on the season. We'll talk about the standings here in just a moment. But overall, it was a pretty good offensive night for the Hawks. Obviously, when you score 126, that's pretty good. But DeJounte Murray, talking about him leading the way, he was that dude last night, 32 points, 10 assists, 3 steals, 5 rebounds, 1 of 4 from 3, 11 of 21 from the field, 9 of 9 from the free throw line. He was a plus 9 out there. So just a very good night. Only 2 turnovers, by the way, 2 turnovers and 10 assists. Very, very productive very good night for DeJounte Murray. That's the type of performance you expect from a guy like DeJounte Murray, especially when Trae Young is not there. You expect your other star to step up, your other all-star to step up, and that's exactly what DeJounte Murray did. And again, we've obviously this is year two of DeJounte Murray, and this is why you go get a DeJounte Murray. This is why you bring him in. This is why you make this move. So good to see DeJounte Murray having a big night last night and balling out. Bogey, who also got in the starting lineup because of, again, the Trey absence, he had a good night starting, 17 points, 3 rebounds. He was 7-17 from the field, 3-11 from 3. Not great, but we'll take it. Clint Capella, actually, numbers a little bit down for Clint. He didn't have his usual double-double, but he did have 8 points, 8 rebounds. Had 2 steals as well, 3 blocks for Clint, so he was all over the paint last night and protecting the rim and all that good stuff. So still a solid night for Clint. Jalen Johnson just puts up another double-figure performance. He has, man, I mean, his growth is a huge, huge deal for the Atlanta Hawks because he is going to be a guy they need down the stretch if they are going to continue to be a team that competes for a top 4 spot. Top 6 spot for sure, but hopefully a top 4 spot. But they will continue to need Jalen Johnson to perform the way he's been performing. 16 points for the young fella last night, 5 rebounds, had a steal, a block, an assist, 2-2 from 3, 6-9 from the field. Great night for Jalen Johnson. DeAndre Hunter put up 16 as well, 5 rebounds, 5 assists, a steal. He was 2-5 from 3, 6-14 from the field. So again, nice night for DeAndre as well. And again, you just hope when it comes to Jalen Johnson, you just hope when it comes to DeAndre Hunter, they continue to give you consistent performances. Again, you get 16, you know, some rebounds, some steals here and there from DeAndre and Jalen night in, night out. You're feeling very good about what the Hawks can do and what the Hawks will be this season. 19 points for Sadiq Bey off the bench, by the way. Bey was cooking. 6-13 from the field, 2-7 from 3, 5-6 from the free throw line. So a nice night for Sadiq Bey as well. I do want to mention AJ Griffin. He suffered a bit of an ankle injury. Don't know the severity of that yet, but he did suffer a little bit of an ankle injury, and he got 8 minutes in there before he had to come out. So hopefully nothing too serious there for AJ. Onyeka off the bench, 8 points, 9 rebounds, 2 assists, a block as well for Onyeka, 4-4 from the field. So an efficient night for Onyeka Okongwu as always. Team shot 51% from the field, 36% from 3. And if they can stay around that 30, anywhere from the 36 to 40 range, if they can stay in that range throughout the season, this is going to be a really, really dangerous Atlanta Hawks basketball team. They can stay somewhere, again, within that range throughout the season and shoot it pretty well from three. Again, as a team that is relying heavy on the three, and that's kind of their system. Yeah, you really would like them to be around that 36 to 40% range when it comes to three-point shooting night in, night out. All right, let's hear a little bit from Quinn Snyder and DeJounte Murray. They spoke to the media last night. And I first want to start with DeJounte Murray talking about the team getting their first in-season tournament win. Because, you know, again, this is a obviously new deal, the first inaugural in-season tournament. And look, I mean, it seems like obviously, guys are, I mean, it counts towards your record, so that's why you take it serious. But it seems like the in-season tournament itself, guys are still taking pretty seriously. So that's good. I mean, that's what you want if you're the NBA. You want to make sure all the teams are taking this tournament seriously, putting their best foot forward when it comes to the in-season tournament. So seems like it's been paying off well so far because we got some good games in the in-season tournament. But let's hear DeJounte Murray talking about winning the first in-season tournament game last night.
I mean, first of all, we're missing, a big part of, our team. They had a snake, Trae Young, so we knew we had to come out, extra aggressive, extra ready, different game plans. But it's ready, same message, execute on both ends of the floor. And, obviously it's great to get a win. They were more preaching the point thing, but the point thing only come in play if we tie with somebody. So let's just focus on winning the game and not even just for the in-season tournament, but for the in-season tournament, basically regular season and in-season tournament, just get the win. And, like I said, Coach Monty, I know he's going to push them guys over there. They're going to work hard. They're going to compete. And we just got a great win.
Great win indeed for the Atlanta Hawks. And you heard DeJounte Murray there talking about obviously not having the what he called head of the snake in Trae Young and how that changed things for the team. Well, DeJounte, you spoke well on that. I would like to hear you talk about how not having Trae Young changed things for you specifically. And did that make you more aggressive? What did not having Trae Young last night change for you, DeJounte?
I mean, nothing changed. I just went out knowing that Trae was out, and obviously I had a ball more and just playing my game, just being myself. That's it.
All right. I like it. All right. Let's talk about Quinn Snyder now, too, and let's hear from Quinn Snyder, because the Hawks obviously are a team that under Quinn Snyder is going to shoot a lot of threes. That's just their system. That's what they want to do. That's their philosophy, is to get up three-point shots. And Quinn Snyder, actually after the game, so they went 12 of 33, 36.4% from the three. So they shot 33 threes, took 33 three-point attempts. In retrospect, or in comparison, I guess I should say, for context, Detroit, and again, Detroit isn't a real big three-point shooting team. They don't have any really three-point shooters. I mean, Marvin Bagley can shoot threes, but he didn't take any last night. Alec Burks, I guess, is the big three-point shooter there. He went 4-9 from three. Isaiah Stewart, their center, was the next person with the highest attempts with 5. Then former Atlanta Hawk Kevin Knox actually shot 4 threes. He went 2 of 4. So, again, they're just not a big three-point shooting team like the Hawks are. But they had 29, Hawks had 33. But anyways, I say all that because Quinn Snyder, again, wanting all the perimeter shots, he actually talked about how he wants more perimeter shooting. He wants to see more. He wants to see more perimeter shooting, more shots up, more three-point balls flying. So let's hear Quinn Snyder talk about that a little bit. Here's Quinn Snyder on wanting more perimeter shooting from his team.
You can probably assume that if I'm telling you that we're talking about it. Yeah. And I think we did, that'll continue to become a habit. And again, a lot of it, the precision with which we need to space and prepare before you get the ball. It's not always a three, but it's a quick decision where the defense can't get set. And then, having your eyes out and the next person spacing so that if they do collapse, you're able to make a play. There was a point where I thought their pressure created some turnovers and they scored off some of them. But I was really happy to see we settled in again and, executed through some of that pressure.
So you see there, and I'm sorry, I just saw this little scruff and a little scrum between the Golden State Warriors and the Minnesota Timberwolves last night. I mean, Klay Thompson nearly got his jersey ripped off by, I think it was J.D. McDaniels, and then Draymond Green had Rudy Gobert in a headlock. He had that dude shook. He had that man in a whole headlock. Oh, it's always fun when you get an actual scrap in the NBA, because a lot of times just a lot of pushing and talking, but that was ready to throw hands for real. But anyways, getting back to the point of hand, sorry. We heard Quinn there talking about how it's not always going to have to be a three. Not always a three-point shot that the Hawks have to take, but it's about getting a quick shot where the defense isn't set, making a quick decision where the defense isn't set, and you can get a better shot that way because the defense isn't set. So it was good there to hear the, again, a little bit the, more of the philosophy from Quinn Snyder and how he wants his Hawks team to approach the offense and how exactly he wants the ball to move and how quickly he wants to get shots up and things of that nature. So that was good to hear. And again, it was good to see the Atlanta Hawks get a W. By the way, Teal Dove, I believe is the name of Trae Young's new child. So congratulations to Trae Young, first and foremost, as well on the new healthy baby. So happy for Trae Young there, and I know he'll be rejoining the team very, very soon. Should be, he should be able to play tonight against the Knicks. By the way, you can hear that game. Hawks taking on the Knicks tonight at home, by the way, back here in State Farm Arena. They were in Detroit last night, but back in the friendly confines of State Farm Arena, Hawks and Knicks. You can hear that game just like you can hear every Atlanta Hawks game right here on the flagship station of the Atlanta Hawks, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Real quick, if you are wondering, standings-wise, the Hawks remain in fifth place, game behind the Miami, actually just a half game behind the Miami Heat and the Indiana Pacers. Both the Pacers and the Heat are 7-4, Hawks at 6-4, so half game behind both, so just a half game out of third place. All right, when we come back, we will talk some Atlanta Falcons. Actually, no, we're not going to talk Atlanta Falcons quite yet because we got to get to Georgia. I know y'all are itching to hear about that. Number one, baby. Finally back at the top spot after being ranked number two 2 weeks in a row by the College Football Playoff Committee. Well, the committee said, you know what? They just playing too darn well to have them at number two. So they're back up top. They're back at number one. We'll react more to the college football playoff rankings, the latest college football playoff rankings that came out last night. We'll react to it in five right here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a happy get over the hump day Wednesday. Hope you are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters, early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers as well. Shout out to all my first responders out there protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. Salute to y'all. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to y'all. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early gym goers, getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. And shout out to all my people listening to bed right now, too, because I know you're out there for real, for real. Man, these in-season tournament courts are bright. I'm seeing the highlights on ESPN right now. They are bright, man, and they can be a little bit of an eyesore. And I was talking about this actually with Day-Day. Shout out Day-Day, as always, holding it down behind the glass. And we like, man, you could do the in-season tournament trophy if you wanted to. But like, see, I'm looking at the highlights of this 76ers Pacers game. The whole court is darn near red, and like the middle of it, like the line streaking through the middle is like they're blue, the navy blue, whatever you want to call it. Like You don't need a red basketball court. Oh, my gosh. Tyrese Maskey, though, with the nice little jammer. But anywho, staying on track. We're talking about football, not basketball. But the Georgia Bulldogs, finally, back at the top spot. College Football Playoff Committee puts the Bulldogs atop of the college football landscape last night in their latest college football playoff rankings. Just to give you the rest of the rankings, it was Georgia number one. Ohio State, who was number one, drops to number two. Michigan stays at number three. Florida State at four. Washington at five. Oregon at six. And, of course, I got to find the rest of them here for a second. Texas at seven. Alabama at eight. Missouri at nine. Louisville at 10. So there's the top 10 for you. But I think it was time for Georgia to be number one. I mean, the reason Ohio State, when the first initial college football playoff rankings came out, the reason Ohio State was at number one was because they had the best win. At that time, when the first college football playoff rankings came out, what was it? 2 weeks ago, the third week. So they had just gotten the win over Penn State, 20-12 win over then number seven, Penn State. They had already beaten Notre Dame on the road. Notre Dame was number nine at that time. So they had the best resume. They had the best wins thus far. In Georgia, they hadn't really hit a tough spot in their schedule yet. At that time, they had beaten Kentucky, who was number 20 at the time, and that was it. That was the only ranked win they had on their schedule. So, obviously, Ohio State just beating then the number 7 Nittany Lions and taking down also the before then beating who was then number 9 Notre Dame, they had some better wins on the schedule. But you fast forward to where we are now, the past 3 weeks, or the past 2 weeks, I guess you should say. Past 2 weeks, Georgia, well, we'll say 3 weeks. Even though Georgia didn't, even though Florida wasn't ranked, they still dusted Florida, as they should have. Then they handled business against a Missouri team who was then number 12, but is now number 9. And then they also took care of a, who is now number 9, but still ranked, Ole Miss team. And they got Tennessee, obviously, this weekend. So they beat Tennessee. Obviously, they'll stay atop number 1. Well, Georgia, really, they just got to win out, and they'll continue to be number 1. So that's it right there for them. But that's the reason why they're at number 1. Now they have better wins. Now they have a better strength of schedule, resume, all that, than Ohio State. So it was time for them to go ahead and move up to that number 1 slot. I understand why Ohio State was number 1 to start, and rightfully so. I mean, Georgia hadn't played anybody yet, really, besides, again, Kentucky. And Ohio State had 2 big wins over, at that time, top 10 teams. So that's why you had to put them ahead. But this college football playoff run down the stretch is going to be very, very interesting. Obviously, Michigan, Ohio State is going to play itself out with those two teams at 2 and 3. And as long as Washington wins out, it seems like they're going to be in the college football playoff. Because I don't see a, oh, and also too, I think one of my biggest takeaways was, before we get more into Washington, I think one of my other big takeaways from what the college football playoff committee told me through how they ranked the teams last night, I do believe if Alabama beats Georgia in the SEC championship game, I do think they're going to put Alabama in. I think they will. I know they would at this point jump from 8 to 4, but I mean, if you're the 8th ranked team and you take down the number 1 Georgia team in the SEC championship game, I think that can move you up 4 spots. Now, it would be tough. Obviously, again, Michigan, Ohio State is going to take up one of those spots. Georgia, I don't know. It gets tough and it gets a little sticky, because do you keep out a, if we're talking about if Alabama was to win the SEC championship game, do you keep a 1-loss Georgia team out of the playoff over a slip up against a tough Alabama team in the SEC championship game? I think they would. I don't see how you leave out a 1-loss Alabama team. Now, on that same token, it might be tough to leave out a 1-loss Georgia team, even though they don't have the SEC championship game. It might be tough, but you got to put the Pac. You would think maybe an undefeated Pac-12 champion would be in there. Now, if Oregon comes back and beat Washington, then I think the Pac-12 plays themselves out. I think the committee would rather put a 1-loss non-SEC championship Georgia team than a 1-loss Pac-12 champion Oregon team, but maybe I'm wrong about that. I could see definitely where I'm wrong about that. Then obviously, again, one of Michigan, Ohio State is going to be in there. They both won't make it, but one of them is definitely going to be in there. So you would think Alabama, you would either Michigan or Ohio State, and then do you do Georgia and the Pac-12 champion? I mean, you have to go either Florida State. I can't forget about Florida State. Florida State wins out, you got to put them in there. Undefeated SEC champ, you got to put them in there. So it would come down to a 1-loss. If Oregon beats Washington, because I think if Washington wins out and they stay undefeated, you got to put them in. Even over a, you will put them in over a one loss non-SEC champion Georgia team. Why, if Washington wins out. If Washington wins out, they're in. Period. So if Alabama was to beat Georgia in the SEC championship game, and if Oregon was to beat Washington in the SEC championship game, I think it would be Alabama. I think it would be Florida State if they went out, obviously. I think it would be Georgia. And then I think it would be, and then obviously it's whoever wins between Michigan and Ohio State. But again, maybe you put the one loss Oregon Pac-12 champion in there. It's tough for me to imagine the committee leaving out a one loss Georgia team whose only loss was in the SEC championship game to Alabama, who is playing really well right now and getting better. But maybe they do. I would be very surprised if they did it, but who knows? It does seem like the committee is prioritizing strength of schedule. And from that standpoint, if they are highly prioritizing strength of schedule, I don't see how you don't put Georgia in over a one-loss Pac-12 champion Oregon team if that were to play out like that. Now, it's super easy if, obviously, Georgia wins out. Either Ohio State or Michigan obviously wins out. Florida State wins out, and then Washington wins out. I mean, then that's easy. Then we know what the matchups are going to be there. It'll be Georgia, Ohio State, or Michigan. The one question would be, would you put – I think you put Florida State over the undefeated Pac-12 champion, right? Or the Washington, if they win. It'll be Georgia, Michigan and Michigan or Ohio State, Florida State, and then Washington. If it were to play out that way. That's the easy route. And that's the route that we could very possibly get, but you never know. We'll see. But interesting to talk about. Obviously, we could talk about scenarios all day long. But interesting to think about how this will play out and how the matchups affect the college football playoff rankings and, you know, how the committee is giving you little hints and tips if you read between the lines on how they rank things. So all interesting stuff there. But when we come back about 5-6 minutes from now, we will talk a little bit about the Atlanta Falcons. They are on their bye week. Their bye week is fully underway. Obviously, Arthur Smith spoke to the media on Monday, and from yesterday on, they're on their bye week, resting up, getting ready for the New Orleans Saints as well. So what's the one major thing? You boil it down to one thing. What's that one thing the Falcons must fix after the bye week if they want to win the NFC South, make the playoffs, and still do everything that they want to do this season? What's the one thing they got to fix coming out of the bye? Let's talk about it in 5 right here on the Hometown Take. Live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a hump day Wednesday on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a happy get over the hump day Wednesday. hanging out with you. Final full segment of the program this morning. Appreciate y'all tuning in. The Atlanta Falcons, they are on their bye week, resting up, getting healthy, and getting ready for a huge, huge, huge matchup against the New Orleans Saints on November 26th, Thanksgiving weekend. We all going to have our tummies full. We're all going to be snacking on leftovers. And we're going to be hoping that we see the Atlanta Falcons get a W and get tied with the New Orleans Saints for first place in the NFC South. We'll technically be in first place because we'll have the tiebreaker over the Saints at that point, and we'll have the better division record. So it will be a battle for first place in the NFC South. So what do the Falcons have to do to not only get a win against the Saints, against the Aints, because it's hate week for two straight weeks. You know what I'm saying? We get an extra week of hate week because we're playing the Aints off the bye. But what do the Falcons have to do during the bye week? What do they have to fix to get a win against the Aints? And not only get a win against the Aints, but also continue on to win the NFC South and make the postseason just like we all thought they were and all expect them to this season. For me, the number one thing the Falcons have to do, it's not limit turnovers. It's not quarterback play. For me, the number one thing is the Falcons have to be better at scoring in the red zone. Especially when your defense, a good number of times this season, has given you the ball in the red zone off a turnover. Obviously, Lorenzo Carter gave the Falcons the ball at the one-yard line a couple of weeks ago. Nate Landman got the interception last week, and I can't remember where exactly the Falcons started that drive on offense after the turnover, but I'm pretty sure they started in the red zone. You have to not only score when your defense gives you the ball in plus territory, in the opponent's red zone, not only do you have to score, but you have to score touchdowns. The Falcons, more times than not, are coming away with three, and that's not good enough. Obviously, with it being a three-game losing streak, it hasn't been good enough. You have to come away with touchdowns in those situations. Period. The Falcons have left so many points on the board when your defense is setting you up so nicely, your defense playing complimentary football and giving you the ball in situations, not making you have to take it the distance. Not making you take it the length of the field, but they're making a play to get you the ball right there. Right there in the red zone. So the Falcons have not been good enough at scoring in the red zone. And again, that comes down to execution. That comes down to play calling. All of that. The Falcons have to fix it. They have to. If they don't, they're going to continue to struggle. And I'm not saying they're going to that necessarily is going to be the reason they win or lose games. But it definitely could be. It for sure could be. I mean, think about it. When Nate Landman gets that interception last week, you get a touchdown instead of a field goal. Game's different. Against the Vikings, you get a touchdown when Lorenzo Carter recovers a fumble and gives it to you on the one-yard line. You score a touchdown instead of a field goal. That game is different. So the Falcons have to find a way to get their red zone scoring better, especially when the defense is giving you the ball in the red zone. So, to me, that's the one big thing. Obviously, quarterback play has to be there. Obviously, the defense has to figure out how to contain a mobile quarterback when they play one. And obviously, you have to limit the turnovers. That all comes in with good quarterback play and whatnot and just being clean and all that. But to me, the number one thing is definitely scoring in the red zone, scoring when your defense gives you the ball in the red zone. It just has to happen for the Falcons moving forward. Has to happen. So hopefully the Falcons can fix that up during the bye week, because again, this is the most important game to date. And I know we've been saying that the past couple weeks for the Falcons to get off this schneid, to get off this losing streak, but they aren't off it yet. So every week continues to be the single most important game. But this one, even more than the others, obviously, because it is a division game. The Falcons are still undefeated in the division. And they still do, again, have everything in front of them. They still can accomplish everything they want to accomplish. Not going to be easy. You always knew it wasn't going to be easy, but they can still get everything done that they need and want to get done. And you saw the report from Jeff Schultz. Arthur Smith ain't going nowhere unless the team melts down or if there's a situation where it's felt that Coach Smith has lost the players in the locker room. I definitely don't see that one happening. I see the team kind of melting down. And maybe that's one of the things that has to happen for the team to melt down anyway. But either way it goes, I don't see either one of those things happening. I think the Falcons will bounce back. I think they will get this win against New Orleans. And hopefully I'm not jinxing them. Knock on whatever this table is made out of. But Falcons fans, we're on edge right now, y'all. We're on edge. Because, it's just been so frustrating to watch this team and know how close they are. And know, like, this team has talent. This team is good. The last 3 weeks we've gotten beat, we shouldn't have lost. We were better than all those teams. We're better than the Titans. We're better than the Vikings. We're better than the Cardinals. We had no business losing to any three of those teams. So that's just been it's been a roller coaster of a season, and hopefully the Falcons can get it under control and just start with a win against New Orleans. Just start with that. We get a win against New Orleans. Thanksgiving weekend, we're all feeling good. We're all fat and happy. Got our stomachs filled with the good Thanksgiving food. And you give us a win that Sunday, we'll all be all right. We'll come into work that Monday and have nothing but good things to say. And say, all right, the team's getting back on track. Feeling good. Got the losing streak off our back. Stayed undefeated in the division. We're ready to go get this thing. Ready to kick this thing back in high gear and get to rolling. So just get the win on Sunday. On the 26th, not next Sunday, or this upcoming Sunday. But just get a win on Thanksgiving weekend. That's all we need, Falcons. That's all we need. That's all we need. Just start there, and we'll be all right. We'll work the rest of the way through it. All right. Speaking of working through it, we're working through the end of this show, and we're going to talk to the morning shift coming up next. Tiffany Blackman, Bo Morgan, Mike Johnson. We'll see what the morning shift has for a Wednesday edition of the program, and we'll do that next and wrap things up on the Hometown Take right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a happy get over to home day Wednesday. Hanging out with you. Final full segment of the program this morning. Appreciate y'all tuning in. The Atlanta Falcons, they are on their bye week, resting up, getting healthy, and getting ready for a huge, huge, huge matchup against the New Orleans Saints on November 26th, Thanksgiving weekend. We all going to have our tummies full. We're all going to be snacking on leftovers. And we're going to be hoping that we see the Atlanta Falcons get a W and get tied with the New Orleans Saints for first place in the NFC South. We'll technically be in first place because we'll have the tiebreaker over the Saints at that point, and we'll have the better division record. So it will be a battle for first place in the NFC South. So what do the Falcons have to do to not only get a win against the Saints, against the Aints, because it's hate week for two straight weeks. You know what I'm saying? We get an extra week of hate week because we're playing the Aints off the bye. But what do the Falcons have to do during the bye week? What do they have to fix to get a win against the Aints, and not only get a win against the Aints, but also continue on to win the NFC South and make the postseason just like we all thought they were and all expect them to this season. For me, the number one thing the Falcons have to do is not limit turnovers. It's not quarterback play. For me, The number one thing is the Falcons have to be better at scoring in the red zone. Especially when your defense, a good number of times this season, has given you the ball in the red zone off a turnover. Obviously, Lorenzo Carter gave the Falcons the ball at the 1 yard line a couple of weeks ago. Nate Landman got the interception last week, and I can't remember where exactly the Falcons started that drive on offense after the turnover, but I'm pretty sure they started in the red zone. You have to not only score when your defense gives you the ball in plus territory in the opponent's red zone, not only do you have to score, but you have to score touchdowns. The Falcons, more times than not, are coming away with three, and that's not good enough. Obviously, with it being a three-game losing streak, it hasn't been good enough. You have to come away with touchdowns in those situations, period. The Falcons have left so many points on the board when your defense is setting you up so nicely, your defense playing complimentary football and giving you the ball in situations, not making you have to take it the distance. Not making you take it the length of the field, but they're making a play to get you the ball right there. Right there in the red zone. So the Falcons have not been good enough at scoring in the red zone. And again, that comes down to execution. That comes down to play calling. All of that. The Falcons have to fix it. They have to. If they don't, they're going to continue to struggle. And I'm not saying they're going that necessarily is going to be the reason they win or lose games. But it definitely could be. It for sure could be. I mean, think about it. When Nate Landman gets that interception last week, you get a touchdown instead of a field goal. Game's different. Against the Vikings, you get a touchdown when Lorenzo Carter recovers a fumble and gives it to you on the 1 yard line. You score a touchdown instead of a field goal. That game is different. So the Falcons have to find a way to get their red zone scoring better, especially when the defense is giving you the ball in the red zone. So, to me, that's the one big thing. Obviously, quarterback play has to be there. Obviously, the defense has to figure out how to contain a mobile quarterback when they play one. And obviously, you have to limit the turnovers. That all comes in with good quarterback play and whatnot and just being clean and all that. But to me, the number one thing is definitely scoring in the red zone, scoring when your defense gives you the ball in the red zone. It just has to happen for the Falcons moving forward. Has to happen. So hopefully the Falcons can fix that up during the bye week, because again, this is the most important game to date. And I know we've been saying that the past couple weeks for the Falcons to get off this schneid, to get off this losing streak, but they aren't off it yet. So every week continues to be the single most important game. But this one, even more than the others, obviously, because it is a division game. The Falcons are still undefeated in the division. And they still do, again, have everything in front of them. They still can accomplish everything they want to accomplish. Not going to be easy. You always knew it wasn't going to be easy, but they can still get everything done that they need and want to get done. And you saw the report from Jeff Schultz Arthur Smith ain't going nowhere unless the team melts down or if there's a situation where it's felt that Coach Smith has lost the players in the locker room. I definitely don't see that one happening. I see the team kind of melting down. And maybe that's one of the things that has to happen to for the team to melt down anyway. But either way it goes, I don't see either one of those things happening. I think the Falcons will bounce back. I think they will get this win against New Orleans. And hopefully I'm not jinxing them. Knock on whatever this table is made out of. But Falcons fans, we're on edge right now, y'all. We're on edge. Because, it's just been so frustrating to watch this team and know how close they are. And know, like, this team has talent. This team is good. The last 3 weeks we've gotten beat, we shouldn't have lost. We were better than all those teams. We're better than the Titans. We're better than the Vikings. We're better than the Cardinals. We had no business losing to any three of those teams. So that's just been it's been a roller coaster of a season, and hopefully the Falcons can get it under control and just start with a win against New Orleans. Just start with that. We get a win against New Orleans. Thanksgiving weekend, we're all feeling good. We're all fat and happy. Got our stomachs full with the good, filled with the good Thanksgiving food. And you give us a win that Sunday, we'll all be all right. We'll come into work that Monday and have nothing but good things to say. And say, all right, the team's getting back on track. Feeling good. Got the losing streak off our back. Stayed undefeated in the division. We're ready to go get this thing. Ready to kick this thing back in high gear and get to rolling. So just get the win on Sunday. On the 26th, not next Sunday, or this upcoming Sunday. But just get a win on Thanksgiving weekend. That's all we need, Falcons. That's all we need. That's all we need. Just start there, and we'll be all right. We'll work the rest of the way through it. All right. Speaking of working through it, we're working through the end of this show, and we're going to talk to the morning shift coming up next. Tiffany Blackman, Bo Morgan, Mike Johnson. We'll see what the morning shift has for a Wednesday edition of the program, and we'll do that next and wrap things up on the Hometown Take right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks, and now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your
your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.